Country Club FM. Here we go with today's Bob Almanac, rocking and rolling for your Wednesday. It's Wednesday, September 2nd. How did your September start yesterday, Neil? Was it a good start to September?
Some were good, some wasn't as good. But
so Wednesday, 246th day of the year here on 9-2, 120 full days left to go. This date in 1666, the Great Fire of London begins. It was a little bit bigger than the Great Hinckley Fire
that we talked about
yesterday in Hinckley, Minnesota. 80% of London, which was significantly bigger, even in 1666, than Hinckley, Minnesota. 80% of the town burned. And it began on this day, 2 a.m., at Pudding Lane. Pudding Lane is in my ears, it's in my eyes. The firemen stepped into the barbershop. If you wouldn't have been in the barbershop, you would have been there to extinguish the flames.
Dang.
That's what happens at Pudding Lane, or is that Penny Lane?
Penny Lane.
1789, the United States Treasury. We needed somebody to control and take care of the money.
Right.
It's just like having a treasurer for your 4-H club.
Yeah.
So 1789, we decided we needed a Treasury Department. An act of Congress established that Treasury Department. Is that where we send our checks for taxes?
I'll bet.
The U.S. Treasury, I think, when I write checks
still
for the taxes at the end of the tax year.
That's where the IRS hangs out.
So this is a big day at the Minnesota State Fair. Again, no state fair this year. People are missing the fair.
Mm-hmm.
This was the date that Theodore Roosevelt was at the Minnesota State Fair.
Yes.
He was then the vice president, but not for long, because it would just be a few days later that William McKinley would be shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few weeks after that, he would die, and Teddy would take over as the youngest president ever at 42 years old. So this was the date at the state fair when he was the vice president. He said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick."
And what year of the fair was that?
1901. He didn't make up those words. That's an old adage. That comes from something else. He's just used it before. This is the first time, though, I guess, he said it in public. And, of course, you know what he was talking about. He was talking about foreign policy.
Right.
Yep. Speak softly. But, we got a big stick here. That being the military.
Right.
And the actual line was, "Speak softly, carry a big stick, you will go far." You don't hear about that very often. People cut that part off.
You will go far.
They cut that off.
Cutting room floor.
Exactly. Now, was he holding a Pronto Pup in his hand when he was doing that? Was that his big stick?
Pronto Pups were not there yet.
Didn't Theodore Roosevelt, was there one time where they tried to assassinate him and he had some kind of a cigarette case or something in his front pocket and it blocked the bullet and he continued to do the speech?
I think you're right.
He's a tough son of a gun, isn't he?
He was. Well, he took the charge up San Juan Hill.
Well, of course. Well, that's why, because he had to carry the big stick.
Right.
That's what he did.
Right.
He was talking about, stay out of Central America. We don't need you. We'll take care of it. So that was this date, 1901. Then in 44.
As I was two-thirds of the way down, I felt this whole plane jolt forward. And soon it was a lot of smoke. I looked on the wings of the plane after I pulled out, and you could see the flames going down where the wings folded on the TBF. And I knew I was in serious trouble.
Well, that's Bush 41 right there. George H.W. Bush talking about this date, 1944, when his plane was shot down. He was a Navy pilot, shot down by the Japanese in World War II. He was doing a bombing run. His two crew members on the run were killed. He was able to parachute out and then was rescued by a U.S. submarine later on.
Wow.
After some of the other U.S. forces had to keep the Japanese away from getting to him to take him prisoner. Just think.
Crazy.
If things would have been different that day, that he doesn't survive, how that would have changed American politics.
Yep, big time.
Gerald Ford might have been the vice president in 1980 under Reagan,
right,
rather than George Bush. Gerald Ford was heavily being considered by Reagan and his campaign. So just think about that for a moment. That was the state in 1944. 1 year later,
the U.S. battleship Missouri in Tokyo Bay was the setting for the signing of the surrender terms, which officially brought the war with Japan to an end. General Douglas MacArthur, Supreme Commander for the Allies, joined Admirals Nimitz and Halsey and other top commanders aboard the Missouri September 2nd.
Talk about a who's who among military greats in U.S. history right there.
They were all there.
Halsey, Nimitz, MacArthur.
Wow. That's big brass.
Gerald McCraney was there, Major Dad. Sergeant Major Dickerson from going to Guam. Guam, sir. So that was this date, victory over Japan. We call it VJ Day. Some people also say the day that Japan actually sent the letter to Washington, D.C., saying that we are surrendering in August. Some people call that VJ Day. This is the day, though, that they were on the Missouri and they signed the surrender in 1945. 1963.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York on this, the first broadcast of network television's first daily half-hour news program.
They went to 30 minutes. They realized, you know what, we've got enough news that we can go from 15 to 30 minutes, and we have Walter Cronkite. Let's roll the dice.
I think it was a good play.
That was this date, 1963. And the sad part of that is that NBC gets no love because they also bumped up from 15 to 30. But because they didn't have Walter Cronkite, nobody cares about that.
Right.
It's all about CBS.
Walter,
the most trusted
man. Yes, he dominated.
1969, the first ATM in America was installed, started dispensing money. 69.
I would have guessed
later than that.
Yeah, 80.
But money coming out of machines? Mm-hmm. Sure, why not? Can you just imagine the criminals thinking and trying to find ways to scam people?
Try to figure it out like a slot machine.
Right, 1969 and 91.
And they call the thing Rodeo.
For the first time ever, one album has debuted number one on the pop and country charts. Garth Brooks' Rope in the Wind, from the most awarded name in music today.
5 million!
Garth Brooks. The debut album.
Only the Beatles have sold more records and albums than Garth Brooks.
Capitol Nashville cassette CDs and home music video. Now at your favorite music or video
Change
store.
Country music.
People were wondering, what is Garth going to do to follow up No Fences? Well, he followed it up with Rope in the Wind. And it sold even more. That was amazing. 2005.
Everyone knows Fats Domino's house here in the lower Ninth Ward. It's modest for a man with 21 gold records. But at the height of Katrina, no one here could find their local legend. And newspapers around the country said the American music icon was feared dead. He more than proved to us today he is very much alive.
I do Blueberry Hill.
And later on in the report, Brian Williams would report that he was the one who saved Fats Domino. That he was in a helicopter and he swooped in and pulled him out of the water.
That's the way he remembered it.
That's
at the
right.
Time.
That's right. So it's just an unbelievable story about Katrina.
We thought he was gone.
Fats Domino was missing for all these days, and then he resurfaced. Jamarcus Russell, who was the starting quarterback at LSU at that time, he was a flop in the NFL, as you know, Neil. The Raiders drafted him, and he was a flop. But he was the starting quarterback at the time at Louisiana State, and he was actually, he and his family, helping Domino. Fats,
crazy.
The fat man.
That's crazy.
Running errands and things like that, 2005. Also, 2005, we got to remember Gilligan.
Did your father ever beat you?
Yes.
He did?
All the time.
And your mother let him?
She used to beat me, too.
Oh, you poor thing.
How else could I learn to play checkers?
Bob Denver, Gilligan. Skipper! Skipper! Skipper!
Little buddy. Little buddy.
So, Bob Denver, you got to work on your skipper. Gotta go there.
Derp, derp.
That's not bad. 70 for Bob Denver.
I remember him from
Dobie Gillis, of course.
Maynard G.
That's showing your age there.
Krebs.
2005. Then 2010, 10 years
so
ago.
How y'all hanging tonight? Hey, thanks not just for coming, but for coming back, y'all. No kidding.
That's Kix Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
This date in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena, Brooks and Dunn played their final show together, although I was at a reunion show 2 years ago up at Grand Casino Hinckley.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. So they have since gotten back together.
They've done Peaches and Herb. They've reunited. Isn't it them?
Yeah, reunited, and I don't know if it felt that good, but it had to feel pretty good.
I think so.
For Ronnie Dunn and Kix Brooks, that was 2010, and then 7 years ago.
At 64, swimming 110 miles without a shark cage, the first ever to do it.
53 hours, her dream finally come true after five tries, her first one 36 years ago in her 20s. She came out of the water, look at this, to a massive cheering crowd, exhausted but victorious.
Diane Nyad, break out the Crisco. No shark tank, but the reports are is that she was able to get her hands on some of that bat shark repellent.
Oh.
That Batman used in the Batman movie from the 60s.
From his utility belt.
Yes, from the utility belt. Or it might have been handed down from the Batcopter by Robin, who, of course, does not wear long pants.
Right.
So 2013, birthdays now.
Just a dream, just a dream.
Jimmy Clanton, 82, late 50s, early 60s hit maker. You remember Venus in Blue Jeans, I'm sure. A lot of songs about Venus back in the day.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite planets, too. And this is Just a Dream. Jimmy Clanton is 82. Robert Shapiro is one of O.J.'s guys.
Sure.
First to O.J., wherever you are, for the sake of your family, for the sake of your children, please surrender immediately. Surrender to any law enforcement official at any police station.
He should listen to his lawyer. Instead, he went on the long drive with his buddy A.C. Cowlings in his white Bronco.
Right, right.
Probably against his lawyer's recommendations.
Well, I would say it was.
Robert Shapiro was one of the original members of the O.J. legal team. It was him and the Kardashian guy.
Yeah.
And then they brought in the big heavyweights, F. Lee Bailey.
Yes.
Johnny Cochran. Mm-hmm. Robert Shapiro is 78 today. On the Fox pregame show, they call him the Blonde Bomber.
I'm a small-town boy. I like small cities, country life. Living in the city of Pittsburgh isn't exactly one of my goals in life.
The guy was a tough guy. He won four Super Bowls, and he had a strong arm. Terry Bradshaw. He could never say DJ Dozier, though, when he was doing color commentary with Vern Lundquist. It always came out D-Day Dozier, but we gave him a pass because he's a Hall of Famer.
You know, not the most graceful of quarterbacks.
But do you have to be?
No. He was more of the Joe Cap.
You got the steel curtain defense. Yeah. You got Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer, and you're throwing it to Lynn Swann and John Stallworth.
Take care of the ball, you'll win.
What else do you have to do? 72. Another good quarterback in his own right and good actor, Mark Harmon.
Mm, yes.
Alan Ekian?
Present, sir.
Four brothers, two sisters, all straight-A students. What are you doing here?
I assume there was some sort of a baby mix-up at the hospital.
Hey, if I got to take summer school, I want to take one taught by Mark Harmon in summer school. You may also know him big time in the NCIS universe.
Yes.
Gigantic on the CBS television network, Mark Harmon, who was a quarterback at UCLA.
Yes.
Or was it USC? It was one of those two. I want to say, I see him in a blue uniform, Neil, which that would be UCLA.
Yeah.
But that could be wrong.
I could fact check it, but I think UCLA also. Now,
you know, John McEnroe, Mark Harmon, 69, by the way. John McEnroe, known as the bad boy of tennis. You know, you've got to be kidding me. You know, that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot be serious. Jimmy Connors, though, had a little bit of a hothead, too.
You think?
So Jimmy Connors is 68. Linda Pearl is 65. She was the one that almost got a ring from Fonzie on Happy Days.
I'm not here to fix your refrigerator.
And what are you here for? this is tear gas, not a lunch out.
Don't you remember Meckles? I was on the up, you were on the down. We smiled.
You mean just because we smiled at each other, that gives you the right to barge in here and I'm supposed to ride off into the sunset with you?
Yeah.
So that's the first time in 1,834 female encounters with Fonzie that a woman actually was able to say no to Fonzie on Happy Days. This was like in the 10th season. It didn't make any sense. They were jumping the shark again if they thought they were going to pull it over our eyes that Fonzie would be able to settle down.
Right.
I mean, I would have rather seen him get together with, if they were going to do that, do it with Jenny Piccolo. At least. Yes. Not the actress Linda Pearl, whose mother on the show, of course, we got to learn and meet and find out what's going on with Heather O'Rourke. the young actress.
Oh, yeah.
She made her Happy Days debut on that episode. So she is 65. You got Eric Dickerson, pretty good running back. Guy ran for over 2,000 yards in 84. He had the goggles on. He is 60. Sam Mitchell today, 57, former Timberwolf player and interim head coach. Now he's doing commentary on the NBA TV broadcast, Neil.
Yeah, he's coached other teams. And
Toronto Raptors, yeah. He was the head coach there. Sure. Sam Mitchell, happy birthday. Keanu Reeves.
Goodbye, Mr. Anderson.
My name is Neil.
Stop calling him Mr. Anderson. Keanu Reeves, they got the Bill and Ted, the new movie, the third movie,
yes,
those guys out.
Yep.
I'm hearing, you know, originally it didn't look good as far as the trailer and everything, but the reviews are good.
Okay.
56, Selma Hayek.
Hello! Do you know how to skip rocks, Mrs. Fader?
Are you kidding me? I am the best at this. Give me that. Now watch. We can't relive it.
Oh, I'm making
just a bit outside. That's what everybody's doing, the Houston Astros. She could pitch for somebody in the American League and throw at Houston Astros hitters.
Right.
The way that she's... And it was really believable that she'd be married to Adam Sandler.
Are you kidding?
In Grown Ups. So yeah. Selma Hayek,
she
54.
Is fantastic. Close to me, you're like my mother. Close to
me, you're like my father. Close to me, you're like my son. And some mid to late 90s R&B here on the Bob Almanac.
Who's that?
This is Casey Haley of the group Casey and JoJo. Listen to the chorus here. Big at weddings and proms there in the 90s. One half of Casey and JoJo. Casey, 51.
Very nice.
51 already.
Mark Harmon, UCLA. Yes, 72-73. Gone but not forgotten. Albert Goodwill Spaulding. When I was a sporting goods buyer back in the late 70s, you had your Spaulding, you had your Wilson.
How about your Adidas?
You had your Regent.
Regent was good.
Regent
Aren't
was
they
good.
The ones that had lawn jarts?
They were, as a matter of fact.
And they banned them.
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt in our family.
No, no.
Should only been families that...
We had no injuries. Lost a few of them. I got mad. I threw one way up in the air.
No.
Got stuck in a roof.
You got mad at something and threw a piece of sporting equipment?
Yeah, it happens.
So, Spaulding, you know, Spaulding also gave us Top Flight.
Oh, sure.
And you were a big Top Flight guy, right?
Exactly.
Rock Flight.
They all go into the woods, in the water. Albert Goodwill Spaulding, 1850. Now, there's difference between Tom Glazer and Tom Glazer.
On top of spaghetti.
On top of spaghetti.
All covered with cheese.
Tom Paul Glazer was saying, hey, put another log on the fire.
Right.
Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And this guy was singing kid songs.
It rolled off
Tom
the table.
Tom Glazer with a Z.
Who didn't sing this song in elementary school?
We all did.
And then my poor meatball rolled out of the door.
I'd still eat it. If it was a good enough meatball, I don't care.
5-second rule. 1914 for that gentleman. Composer Hugh Montenegro. It's TV theme time. How about
Jeannie,
I Dream of Jeannie?
Fresh as the daisies, just love how she obeys me.
So they took the Jeannie theme and they turned it into a single. So I remember Hugh Montenegro. We had an album of his where he did covers of all the music from those Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns.
Oh,
Fistful of Dollars.
Yeah. Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
For a few dollars.
A few dollars more is another one.
Well, he did I Dream of Jeannie. He did the Partridge Family and others. 1925. Television producer, director, Leonard Katzman. He has directed several programs that we know and love. Gunsmoke, Wild Wild West, Hawaii 5-0. Pretty impressive.
Dallas.
List. 1927. Yes, Dallas. All right, and... teacher and astronaut Krista McAuliffe.
It's not often that a teacher is at a loss for words. I know my students wouldn't think so. I've made 9 wonderful friends over the last 2 weeks. And when that shuttle goes, they might be one body. but there's going to be 10 souls that I'm taking with me. Thank you.
They picked a good one, and sadly it ended in tragedy.
Oh, did it? So sad. She was aboard the ill-fated Challenger in 1986. First, you know, woman, first...
First citizen astronaut.
Right, and she was represented as well. 1948 for the late Krista McAuliffe, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed...
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
One of the 18 or 19 fifth Beatles.
Right, Billy Preston.
If you want to be with me.
Got the bouncing afro, he's on the piano.
Nothing from nothing.
Yeah, Billy Preston was born this day, 1946, passed away a few years ago.
Yeah, very talented guy.
Now they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
The Bob FM no repeat workday begins probably in 3 or 4 seconds here, maybe 5. Would you like to start it with Lone Star, Walking in Memphis? Actually, it's Walking in Memphis. They actually keep the G on there. They didn't drop the G. We appreciate whoever wrote that song. Was it what's-his-name? It wasn't Lone Star. It was the guy who did it originally.
Mark Cohen?
Mark Cohen. Ding. The Highwaymen doing Highwayman, or Ricky Skaggs with his third cousin twice removed, Boz. On, I believe, it's either the moonshine jug or the washboard. It's Ricky Skaggs. Don't cheat in our hometown.
I'm going to go Lone Star.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River.